Well, we've been talking to Mark Derbyshire's representative now, Rob, for a couple of weeks. Obviously, we couldn't leave ourselves open to not being sick into boxes and starting to get prepared. And there's been a lot of hard work going on with the chief executive and the chairman. And thankfully, today, after a number of hours of talks, we've got it done.
And he ticks a couple of those boxes you were talking about yesterday. He's got championship experience, he's a hard worker, he's a good player, isn't he?
Yes, he is a good player. And I think when people actually break down the fact that when the kid's given opportunities to start games and football matches, he scores goals. But he's been fortunate in the sense that he's played for some top clubs, but he's also been unfortunate in the sense that those top clubs have been able to have an array of talent in the striking department. So he ticks every box. He can score a goal. He ticks the main box, in which he gives everything he has in every minute of every game. And of course, he has championship experience and dare I say, a Premier League experience also.
And could you also say this is a big opportunity for him as well? Because, there have been a couple of moves recently where he hasn't got regular first-team football, but if he comes to Rotherham United, and he knuckles down and he shows what he can do on the field, he's going to get that opportunity, isn't he?
Well, we have a track record of being able to sign players and perhaps give them the opportunity to play football by working hard with them on the training ground. And I don't think there's any better example than the likes of young James Tavener, who is obviously the Sheffield Wednesday on loan previous to us, but spent a lot of time warming the substitutes bench. So then was forgotten about in Newcastle's under-21 team. Well, Matt Derbyshire's not been as far detached as that, but he gets a real opportunity to come and stake a claim to be get the starting shot on a regular basis. But as I told him in the long discussions we had today, names or where you've been before does not get you a start at Rotherham United under Steve Evans or Paul Rayner. You have to earn that shirt, and he gets an opportunity to do that. But we're absolutely delighted to have him. And, representatives of in front of us have had to phone a number of decent size, not the biggest of championship clubs, but decent-sized clubs today, and tell them that their offers were unacceptable and indeed just signed for Rotherham United. So we're really, really pleased.
And it's not that long ago, Steve, that he was making £3 million moves, that he was playing for Olympiakos in Greece. So he's had some big moves in his career, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. I think people identify that the kid can score goals. I think, he's got some excellent references. When you can pick up the phone to the likes of Mark Hughes and Billy Davis and ask about the kid, and they can say nothing about good things and, what a good signing we could be if we could get it over the line. And, a couple of times in the last 24 hours we thought that perhaps it would just fail us, but thankfully we're a little bit give and take on both sides and we were able to get it there. And, we promised nothing with any signing we make other than we believe in conditions on it that everyone we bring in, Rob, will work extremely hard, because if they don't, they've made it absolutely clear before the sign of what the opposite to that is.
So you've got Connor Newton in, you've also got Matt Derbyshire in now. Are you speaking to other players as well?
Yeah, of course. Our chief executive is very busy. We've got a number of offers to buy players that are out there with clubs on a private basis now. And I've myself spent, the last 48 hours and talked with two or three different players, and that'll obviously now continue over the weekend and into next week. And, we've said it, we're not going to take a scattergun approach to our recruitment. We're almost on a hand-picked basis, and, we always say it, people have to trust us. We've earned the right to be trusted after the last 2 years, and, we just have to continue our hard work. And I've always said, if we work hard, the chance we may get a little bit lucky.
Will you still look to add other players up top? You've got a few options there, haven't you, with Derbyshire signing today, but would you still like more options?
Oh, absolutely. We're only really at the start of our recruitment process with a couple in. People may forget that what we left ourselves with at the end of the season was an impeccably clean piece of paper. We had 12 or 13 first-team players, all very, very valuable to us. All we desperately want to go forward and play a part, and the biggest request back from the dressing room is that we sign players that would have that ingredient, work hard beside them. It's easy to say it And as a lot of managers and supporters around the country know, sometimes they don't always watch the people in the shirts that they love and cherish, given everything they've got. It's what we as a management team pride ourselves on in every team we put on the pitch.
Just one final one for now. There's a report today saying that Wes Thomas has turned down a deal at Rotherham. What's the story there?
Well, I think he's been his representatives. I think they've come back and they said the offer that Paul Douglas, our chief executive, spoke to them about wouldn't be enough to get Wes to put pen to paper. But, you know, dare I say it, that very seldom does a negotiation take one offer and one acceptance. Very often a negotiation is what it is. It's a number of stages within a process. And my understanding from speaking to Paul probably only an hour or so ago is that process is, and his representatives have both confirmed it's very much, our talks are ongoing.